SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The once powerful Hurricane Beryl has been downgraded to a tropical storm that is currently headed toward the coast of Texas. But at its height, Beryl was one of the most powerful storms ever to hit Jamaica. Kivette Silvera, executive director of the nonprofit international relief agency Food for the Poor in Jamaica, says all 14 of Jamaica's parishes were hard hit, especially on the southern part of the island.
In St. Catherine, Clarendon, Manchester, and St. Elizabeth. And the reports that we have on the ground is that a number of persons have experienced loss of roof and flooding. And there is concern, there is even more concern, because there is a developing weather system as we speak that is heading towards us that will bring additional rain.
Listeners wishing to assist Food for the Poor's emergency efforts in Jamaica can text the word Jamaica to 51555 for a donation link. President Biden's climate agenda was dealt a setback this week. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Back in January, the Biden administration paused the approval of new liquefied natural gas exports. It said it wanted to study the effects of LNG on the climate. 16 Republican-led states challenged the administration in court, and a federal judge has blocked the president's decision to delay natural gas permits.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it seems under President Biden the nation has forgotten some of the lessons learned in the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Joe Biden has opened our border, gutting every effort to stop terrorists from getting into this country. That's why you hear his FBI director say repeatedly that he's deeply alarmed about the threat of a mass casualty terror attack.
Cotton says with millions of illegals allowed to enter the country during Biden's watch, there's a high likelihood terrorists are now inside the country and plotting attacks. This is SRN News. Tractor Supply abandons the LGBT agenda.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oklahoma's top education official is ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issued a memo to school superintendents across the state last month. The directive is the latest effort by conservatives to try and incorporate religious values into public schools that are becoming increasingly chaotic. Walters says he intends to fight woke ideology. This is SRN News. A judge has acquitted 28 people accused of money laundering in an international case known as the Panama Papers.
Among those acquitted was Jürgen Mossack. He's the co-founder of a law firm authorities say was at the center of a conspiracy to hide money linked to illegal activities. A Panamanian judge found the evidence against Mossack didn't comply with a chain of custody after authorities raided the office of the now-defunct firm.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The European Union is moving to sharply increase customs duties on electric vehicles made in China. EVs are the latest flashpoint in a broader trade dispute over Chinese government subsidies and growing exports of green technology to the 27-nation bloc. The European Commission says unfair government subsidies for electric vehicles imported from China threaten European carmakers and jobs. More on these stories at srnnews.com.